Here at Mater Dei Radio, with each new week comes a new parish for us to learn about. And our current parish of the week is St. Clair's Catholic Church and School in Southwest Portland. Joining me this morning is their pastor, Father Don Gutman. Thank you for joining us, Father Don.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, let's just jump right in. Why don't you tell us all about St. Clair? What is your parish like?
Okay. Well, we've been around for quite a while. We were established in 1914, a Franciscan parish.
Okay.
And Franciscans staffed the parish for about the first three quarters of his parish life. And then about 30, 35 years ago, the diocese took it over, and Franciscans maybe were a little getting short on staff. So the diocese has been running it for the last 30 years. I've been here for the last 9 years. It's a great parish. It's a fun place to serve. A big school and a big preschool. There's about 300 kids on campus every day during the school year. So there's a lot of energy.
Wow.
It's a fun place to be a parish priest. There's a strong sense of community. It's a real welcoming kind of place. And again, with all the young families, there's just a whole lot of energy here at the church.
Well, Father Don, as you said, you've been the pastor there for quite some time. I think you said about 9 years. So I guess for you personally, what is it like to be the pastor of this community?
Yeah, this is the first parish that I've been at as a pastor that has a school.
Okay.
So that's a whole new dimension from the other parishes I've been at. And the school adds so much to the parish life. About 230 kids in the school. And then we have a large preschool also. We have 75 kids in our daycare preschool. So it's probably the largest parish-based preschool, Catholic one in the state.
Wow.
So between 75 kids in the preschool and 230-some in the school, there's a lot of kids running around.
Yeah.
And in the summertime, the preschool is still going on.
Okay.
So there's still a lot of kids running around, but fewer upstairs in the main school. So it's a fun parish. Again, lots of young families because of school and the preschool. Kind of the back half of Mass, especially during our 8:30 Sunday morning Mass, I call it kid zone. There's just gobs of kids back there. A lot of commotion. But I love that families bring their kids to Mass. I want them to be experiencing it. And if they're a little messy or running around a little bit, we can live with that. I want them to be experiencing Catholic Mass and experiencing the community. So certainly a family parish. We've got a real broad spectrum of people, but lots of families here.
Wow, that's wonderful. I love what you said about, just bring the kids to Mass. And if it's a little messy, that's okay. But that's so beautiful that they really seem to be integrated into the life of the parish.
We have little children's liturgy at the Sunday morning Masses most of the time also. So the kids are out during the liturgy of the word, getting it more on their level.
Right.
And the kids enjoy that. So they come up at the beginning of Mass and get a blessing and then head on out, and then come back at about offertory time. They're with everybody else for the Eucharist. That works pretty well.
Oh, that's wonderful. We are speaking this morning with Father Don Gutman. He is the pastor of St. Clair Catholic Church and School in Southwest Portland, and they are Mater Dei Radio's Parish of the Week. Father Don, I wanted to ask you, are there any upcoming events going on, or even maybe just some regular ministries that maybe our listeners and maybe especially people that live around your area in Southwest Portland that maybe people should be aware of that you could invite them to join you for?
Yeah, well, a couple things. Actually, I'm leaving for our St. Clair camp out. We have a big camp out every year. Usually we reserve 75 sites at Fort Stephen State Park. And
oh, wow, on the coast, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, they're doing some construction there this year, so we had to go to Shampooey State Park this year. We got a little smaller crowd because we couldn't get as many campsites. But we still got 66 families going.
Wow.
And really fun. Lots of kids. And picture 60, 70 families that know each other all having a camp out together. It's
oh,
a really
wow.
fun time.
So they stay for a few days, and then, I mean, are people just hanging out, or are there actual planned activities?
We have some activities. Usually there's a bike parade where the kids decorate their bikes and do a bike parade. I bring my unicycle and ride the unicycle while the kids are riding their bikes, and the kids like to see me on the unicycle.
You ride the unicycle?
Back when I was a kid, I learned to do that, so fortunately I can still do it.
That's incredible.
We'll have a scavenger hunt. We'll do Mass. That's one of the highlights there.
Oh, nice.
Saturday afternoon, we'll do Mass in the amphitheater there at the State Park. And we'll have probably 250 people there, parishioners,
wow.
and a lot of Catholic dogs. It's a fun Mass. A bunch of our music ministry is always at the camp out. So
They'll
bring their guitars, and it's a neat Mass. It's one of the highlights of the camp out is our big outdoor Mass, just surrounded by God's beauty and creation and celebrating God's presence and God's blessing in our community. So that's always a fun part of it. So I'm heading out to that. But that's coming up. We've got a pilgrimage over to the grotto, just a day trip.
Oh.
That'll be August 14th. We'll do Mass here at the parish, our regular 8:30 morning Mass, and then we'll carpool over to the grotto and get a tour of the grotto, spend some quiet time walking around individually and pray the rosary together and some stuff like that.
That'll be special for the Jubilee year.
Yeah. And then also we're doing a bigger pilgrimage over to Italy in October.
Oh, wow.
So we'll get to go to the papal audience with Pope Leo and tour Rome and tour Assisi and be in a Franciscan parish.
Yeah.
St. Clair, of course, Francis's sidekick in the female side. And so we'll go to the Basilica of St. Clair and all that stuff. And so looking forward to that. That'll be a 9-day trip.
Wow.
30 some people signed up for that. But anyway, we haven't done that years ago before I came. They did some parish trips, more like the South America where the sister parish down there. But that's been a long time ago. So decided it's time to try this Jubilee year and convenient that we have a new pope so we can go see our new pope, American pope, and stuff like that. So that'll be looking forward to that in the fall.
Oh, that just sounds wonderful. It sounds like you've got a lot going on there at that parish. And it's so great, I think, to learn new things about our local parishes.
Mm-hmm. One of the things we'll be starting this fall is our Acts retreat.
Oh, yes. I've heard
several
of that.
Several parishes in the area have Acts retreats. And Father John Kearns at Our Lady Lake told me it's just a game changer for his parish. And it's like, well, I want a game changer for my parish. And so we went to the retreats last year, and now this year we'll be doing our own here with help from the Acts Committee.
That's amazing. Can you share just for our listeners maybe a little bit, what is an Acts retreat?
Yeah, well, it's a long weekend retreat. Starts Thursday night, goes through Sunday, finishes up at the final parish Mass. So that's all the retreatants come in and join the parish Mass and celebration there with that. But it's all about, I would call it about discipleship training, helping people to be more on fire for the Lord, to experience God in a new way, and to be empowered to be ministers of God's love. So discipleship training is what I would call it. It's a lay-led thing. The priest is there, but it's lay people in the parish that are leading the retreat and giving their presentations and doing stuff other than, of course, the Mass and confession, stuff like that
sure.
The priest does. It's real impressive. I went to the men's retreat and our pastor associate and a couple of parishioners went to the women's retreat and were real impressed and just said, yes, this is something we want to do here at St. Clair. So the men's retreat will be in November and the women's retreat, I think it's March or April.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I'll be praying for all of you as you launch that Acts retreat at your parish.
Yep, I appreciate that. Besides that, we've got like a lot of parishes do, St. Vincent de Paul, and we do a monthly dinner at the Andre Bisset Soup Kitchen on Burnside. And
wow.
Christmas giving boxes and care ministry, the people that are not able to come into Mass, we bring the Eucharist out to them and stuff that a lot of parishes do. There's mom's groups and men's groups and all that kind of stuff. We just dedicated a Mary garden here in the parish. So the parishioners stepped up and refurbished an area back behind the parish office building into a real nice Mary garden with nice statue and benches and bird baths and nice plantings and stuff like that.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. The parish I grew up in had a little garden outside as well. And I always just like to go sit out there like after Mass or something like that.
Yeah.
It's really nice. That's wonderful.
It's a nice, peaceful place. We got a good Knights of Columbus group here. They do, or we call them our famous blueberry pancake breakfast.
Ooh.
Very popular around the parish. About four times a year, they'll do their pancake breakfasts. It's a breakfast with all the trimmings, and parishioners love it. And all the proceeds go to charity, as typical, Knights of Columbus. Do a lot of great work.
Well, I'm going to have to maybe make my way over there for one of those blueberry
pancakes.
Yes,
I would highly encourage it.
That's awesome.
I always get two breakfasts out of that, one after each Mass. Though the second one I call a lunch.
There you go.
I don't want to call myself a pig, but lunch works.
There you go. That's great. Father Don, it's just been a pleasure talking with you and learning all about this amazing community at St. Clair. So thank you so much for your time today.
Glad to talk with you and all your listeners. Thanks for having us.